In the last session, you both voted to cut the state school fund by $150 million, and then you gave $330 million of growth money to DHS. What was it in DHS that warranted that money above and beyond what the schools were getting cut?
Well, I'm happy to start with that one. Actually, just as a piece of background, I came to the legislature with two specific interests. Education, I came out of the Human Services Committee, or out of the school board, but I also work for the Department of Human Services. I have a very strong interest, especially in services to seniors, and especially people with developmental disabilities. What you see in that increase in spending in the Department of Human Services, as you look at those total funds, are the matching funds that came from the federal government.
This is just general fund and lottery fund.
If you look at general fund and lottery fund, the percentages of the budget remain roughly equal. But if you look at moving forward with the Department of Human Services, one of the things that is going to continue putting pressure on the budget moving forward as our revenues continue to be less than what we need is the baby boomer population moving forward. We have more and more and more aging individuals that need services in their homes. The challenges for the Department of Human Services is how do you both most humanely manage and cost-effectively manage services to this population of people. You can spend much less money to support a person living in their home without providing some of those in-home supports. There is an entitlement to go to a nursing home, which is extraordinarily expensive. It can be $260 to $300 per day. So that is an enormous pressure that continues to build in human services budget, and it moves towards a crisis. And that's something that we're going to need to figure out how to grapple with. How do you manage?
So the elderly, is that all six divisions of DHS?
That is seniors and people with disabilities, and that is the most caseload driven.
But all six divisions had their budget increased. All six divisions of DHS for a total of $330 million, whilst the state school fund was cut for $150 million. So my question is, what was more important than schools that caused that huge growth in DHS?
I think if you look at what happened in DHS, we still do not adequately fund in-home support services, in-home care services. We have on a daily basis hundreds of children with developmental disabilities that move into foster care or nursing homes, because the only way they can get access to the medical services they need is for their parents to give up custody of them. We have kids in our child welfare system where the caseloads for child welfare workers are so high that you aren't having face-to-face visits that you need to have, and you see the types of tragedies like Jeanette Maples, or I worked on a bill in Corvallis called Carly's Law that had to do with a three-year-old that was murdered. There are tremendous needs within the Department of Human Services, and unfortunately, within the Department of Human Services, you don't have that consistent level of advocacy that you do for K-12 schools. Everyone connects to K-12 schools in some way. There aren't tremendous advocacy and powerful groups for youth, children, the disabled, and the elderly. The elderly have a little bit more power out there with AARP and others. But I've read your article before, but I dispute the idea of that shift of money. I don't serve on the Ways and Means Committee, so I can't speak.
But if you look at the budget, the state school fund was cut by $150 million, and DHS grew by $330 million. I don't know how else you can look at that.
And
it was all six divisions of DHS that grew. It wasn't just one division. It was all six divisions.
Well, I know how to contact you, so let me look into that, and I would be happy to talk with Representative Buckley and get a more precise answer about the